This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Afghanistan, the NATO Resolute Support Mission says that the three died and three others were wounded when an improvised explosive device detonated southwest of Kabul earlier today. An American contractor was also wounded. Federal prosecutors say the president's former campaign chief, Paul Manafort, violated his plea deal by lying to investigators in the Russia probe. Danny Cavallos is a legal analyst for NBC News.
Manafort's lies, at least as the government perceived them, must have reached a point where even the government, Mueller's team, decided that, you know, we can't use him anymore.
He was speaking on MSNBC. Word is Russia is looking like it may be ready to launch a large-scale ground invasion into Ukraine. And this is USA Radio News.
This is a national health alert from the healthcare hotline. Are you on Medicare and or have private insurance and suffer from back pain? MD Topical has a solution for you. Today, you can qualify to receive a pain-relieving treatment, such as a comfortable back brace or a customized pain treatment at little or no cost. Call MD Topical toll-free now, 888-998-7225. It just takes a couple of minutes to qualify for these amazing treatments that have helped thousands of people with severe pain. Your personalized pain treatment will be delivered directly to your door. Call MD Topical toll-free, 888-998-7225, 888-998-7225, or go to mdtopical.com and get started on your road to a pain-free life. Call MD Topical toll-free, 888-998-7225, or go to mdtopical.com.
President Trump making a final pitch for Republican Senator Cindy Hyde-Smith in today's Mississippi runoff election. Smith is facing former Democratic Congressman Mike Espy for that Senate seat. The president was campaigning for Hyde-Smith in Tupelo and Biloxi yesterday, saying Hyde-Smith will help him push through his American First agenda. Some of more than 5,600 Central American migrants still camped out at the U.S.-Mexico border in Tijuana are reportedly considering seeking asylum now in Mexico instead of the United States. But reports are many are afraid they'd be deported if they leave their camp. Reports are the mood was subdued yesterday, one day after U.S. Border Patrol officers had to use tear gas to drive back hundreds who tried to rush the border fence. With the death toll now at 88, the camp fire in Northern California is finally fully contained. This is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
NASA's InSight lands on the red planet Mars. USA Radio's Robin Walensky reports from the Fernback Science Center in Atlanta, Georgia.
InSight on the ground on Mars.
It's a story that's literally out of this world. After 6 months, NASA's InSight spacecraft lands on the red planet Mars. Scott Harris, planetary geologist at the Fernback Science Center in Atlanta, Georgia.
Every bit of information that we get is exciting.
Scott and I watching the landing together on a live feed from Mission Control.
We're watching here. Obviously, the flight teams, engineers, and scientists are extremely excited.
So what are we going to learn from all this?
There's no evidence of anything living at the surface of Mars today. And in fact, it would be very difficult because the conditions are hostile to life there. But we're always trying to understand the history of Mars, primarily to understand could there have been life there in the past. That's one of the key things that everyone studying Mars, whether it's looking at the core of the mantle or looking at the rocks on the surface, looking at the history of water there.
And the World Meteorological Organization says there is a 75 to 80% chance that a weak El Nino could form within 3 months. That natural event causes change in the Pacific Ocean's temperature, and it affects weather patterns around the globe. Sea surface temps in the tropical Pacific have been at a weak El Nino level since October, increasing the confidence of these forecasters. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop.
Well, hello, America. Bill Martinez here, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Glad you could join us as we continue to pursue the truth, no matter where it leads. And, of course, a lot of rumblings, here recently about the stock market. What is going on? It seems that everything the president has been lauding and taking credit for regarding the economy, some are arguing that all that has been erased. Well, we're going to get the facts, Jack, as they say, and let's get it all straightened out so we know exactly, you know, what is happening, and we'll divide truth from fiction here. And this is why we welcome Dr. Michael Buzler, a public policy analyst, economics expert, and professor of finance at Stockton University in New Jersey. Michael, always good to have you with us. How you doing, sir?
I'm doing very well, Bill. It's my pleasure to be here.
Hey, let's straighten this stuff out here, yeah. Okay? A lot of conversation around the Thanksgiving table over the holiday. You thought your Trump guy was all that great, and the stock market, you can't talk about the economy anymore because the stock market is taking a big dump. What's going on?
Well, the stock market has been fluctuating and had a big dump in October and led into November. It's not uncommon to have a year-end rally, and of course, yesterday was a real good day on the stock market. Futures today are even pointing up. So the stock market is fluctuating. Basically, I have to say, why are investors pulling out of the stock market? And there's a couple of reasons for that. One is interest rates are going up. The Federal Reserve is pushing them up. Perhaps a little bit too aggressively. They've raised them 7 times in the last less than 2 years. They're likely to raise them again next month, although they're talking about being not quite as aggressive next year. But as interest rates go up, a couple things tend to happen. One, bonds become more appealing to investors, so mm-hmm. some investors may be pulling out of the stock market into bonds. Secondly, if interest rates continue to go up quickly, the Federal Reserve is trying to allow the economy to grow without getting any inflation. If they push them up too quickly, it could stifle growth, and I think that creates some uncertainty in the market. So while the market is, stock market is fluctuating, the economy is still strong. 2018, this year, will be the first year since 2005 that the economy has grown at over a 3% annual rate. And looking into the future, there's a lot of different views. My view is, looking into the future, that the high, the strong economic growth will continue probably for the next few years. Recall that President Trump modeled his tax cut essentially after what Reagan did in 81, 82, and somewhat similar to Kennedy Johnson in 63. 64. So when Reagan cut taxes, went into effect in 82, economic growth in 1984 was 7.5%. So wow. the outlook for economic growth, at least for the next couple of years, I think is relatively strong. And I think the stock market is just being overly cautious and a little nervous about interest rates, a little nervous about the trade war, and I think they're extremely nervous about the Democrats getting control of Congress and trying to roll back, if they can, any of the advances that Trump has made.
Well, and some of this we can thank the mainstream media, because they're not helping the cause either, because anytime they can take a shot at the president, they're not going to be any carrier of any kind of positive news. So this is kind of disheartening, and I know that's a challenge for the president, because when you're used to running a company, enthusiasm is a big deal. You want to keep people motivated and thinking positively, right? I mean, you know, Zig Ziglar made a business out of, you know, championing the cause and warning people of stinking thinking, right? And that's all we get out of the mainstream media is stinking thinking when it comes to the president.
Yeah, you know, that's absolutely right. I saw three studies done within the last year and a half, and all three concluded that more than 90% of the coverage on President Trump is negative.
Right.
Well, with that much negative coverage in everywhere in the media, it does damper the enthusiasm. There's really no reason for that. If the media looked a little more objectively and they had as goals what's right for the country rather than a goal of let's just take President Trump down. Mm-hmm. So if they looked objectively and saw what was right for the country, everything is going extremely well. Regulations are down so business can expand. Corporate tax rates are down so business now has more capital to expand. Individual tax rates are down so consumers have more money to spend. The unemployment rate is at historical lows, so there are more people working. I think this Christmas buying season, normally I forecast about a 3-4% increase in spending mm-hmm. over the Christmas buying season. I'm looking at a 5-6%.
I was going to say, I think people are starting to adjust to that as well, in spite of all the negative. And this is driving them nuts because, you know, you got all this negative news, and they're really, and the mainstream media believes what they're printing. They really believe this, Michael, and then they look and they see what America, Main Street America, is doing, and they're going, boy, those guys are really setting themselves up. I mean, they don't even believe in climate change, and, you know, here we have a big announcement that everybody's going to be dying by, the end of the century. I mean, this is on and on. I mean, I thought that a bunch of people were supposed to die right after the movie that Al Gore had presented.
Yeah, and, you know, back in the early 1970s, the scientists were warning us of a coming ice age within the next 50 years.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously that didn't happen. Now we're talking about global warming, and the science is not 100% conclusive. But the mainstream media has picked up on this and has exaggerated what the results of this will be. And as a result, now people are going into panic. Look, if you look over the course of history, the climate does change.
Yes.
There are areas where we used to have deserts that we now have fertile areas and vice versa. So the issue is that the climate is somewhat changing. Now, the environmentalists say, well, a lot of it has to do with human activity. And there's some that's not conclusive how much human activity actually affects climate change. So before we start overreacting and start changing a whole lot of things, let's look at this more objectively. And I would argue, let's first get the economy strong. Let's mm-hmm. get everybody working. Let's get plenty of revenue coming in to the government. Let's get the government spending a little less money. Once the economy is strong, now you're in a better position to tackle some of these social issues. See, I believe that's the mistake that the Obama administration made in 2009 and 2010. You should have been concentrating on economic growth.
Right.
Instead, they concentrated on curing these perceived social injustices. People don't have health care. CEOs make too much money. Big banks take advantage of consumers. They were concentrating more on curing these perceived social injustices than having economic growth. And as a result, President Obama was the only president in history to serve a term in office without having at least 1 year where economic growth was at least 3%.
And the Fed didn't raise an interest rate on him. We've got more from Dr. Michael Bussler when we come back. Stay with us 15 minutes after the top of the hour right now.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Trading involves financial risk. It is not suitable for all investors.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. Former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars.
To join the American Cannabis Summit, visit acs2018.com or text JOIN to 76280. Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280 now.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Right here, right now, Bill Martinez live.
Back with you, fresh and independent. I'm Bill Martinez. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, our conversation with Dr. Michael Bussler continues. Excuse me, public policy analyst, economics expert, and professor of finance at Stockton University. You know, Michael, I had to appreciate what Mike Lee had to say the other night regarding this report from the agencies of the government saying that, you know, it was a foreboding warning of, you know, climate change. He said he still had a sober approach to this, needed to look into it, that, you know, this whole debate about climate change has been disconcerting for many, including those on Main Street, because we have faulty science. We've had, you know, the whole argument and presentation of climate change has been so dubious, and the scientists involved with it have been sold out, you know, to, you know, money that has influenced their decision making. I mean, it is it's become so weaponized and argumentative. I mean, we're really not approaching this whole discussion in a true scientific manner, and this compromises the whole process, does it not?
That's exactly right. I mean, look, we're talking about predicting the future, so there will be some uncertainty, and everybody knows that. Mm-hmm. However, if the scientific community comes together and looks at things objectively, we can get a much better response. The report that came out assumed that by the year 2100, the average temperature of the planet will go up 15 degrees. Now, the chance of that happening is
impossible. It's never happened, right, in the history that we can think of, right? Right.
Yeah. I mean, so is there a 1 in 1,000 chance that could happen? Maybe. Mm-hmm. But as you say, it's never happened before. If you take a more realistic approach, even a pessimistic but yet realistic approach, there's no way you're going to conclude that the Earth will warm that much. Based on that 15-degree increase in temperature, they concluded that it could take 10% off of economic growth. Mm-hmm. And that's why everybody is now up in arms. But there will be in the next few days or weeks some more objective views coming out that will tend to look at this a little differently. It is, as you mentioned, critically important that we get objective, unbiased analysis of what is likely to happen so we can make good decisions. This was financed, the study was financed by Tom Steyer, who even has some presidential aspirations, doesn't like President Trump at all, and he has a very liberal view of things, you know, which is okay, except that it gets rid of some of the objectivity and comes out with conclusions from the study that simply have virtually no chance of becoming reality.
Well, science has become compromised because of the money. I mean, they know, look at, they're about grants. And in order for them to get a grant, you better show them what it is that they're paying for. Tom Steyer isn't paying for an objective understanding of climate change. He's paying for something that supports his agenda. He believes in this, hook, line, and sinker. So what are they going to do? You know, for all these millions of dollars the guy's spending, they're going to tell him, you know, the truth? I mean, sadly, science has bailed on us, we the people, and even on themselves and their own discipline. And, you know, and so what's happened, which is representative of the community at large, is people don't want to argue. They say, okay, well, that's what you want to hear. I'll give you what you want to hear. I mean, you know, I've got a business to run. I've got people to pay, so I'll just, you know, go along to get along. And meanwhile, you know, the rest of us are being fed all this manure and we're treated like mushrooms.
Yeah, you know, the way scientific research is supposed to be conducted, a scientist looks at some data and then he hypothesizes what could be in the future, what he thinks might happen in the future. And then you run some tests and you build some mathematical models to try to help you predict this. And you're supposed to be very objective with the results, which means the results could be that your hypothesis, what you think is going to happen, can either be accepted or rejected by further study. Mm-hmm. The scientists today, they reach a conclusion, and it seems that they do the study in order to get the conclusion that they want. Right. Which, again, is exactly backwards. You're supposed to do the study and let the unbiased conclusion come out, whether it supports your hypothesis or not. Anybody going for graduate degrees, they tell you, if you have a hypothesis and your data indicates it's rejected, that's good information. And as long as you are objective with it, you come out with that good information that benefits the scientific community and the public at large.
Well, the conclusionary point of all this, Michael, is it becomes a law. You know, it's scientific law. Have we had a statement that says that climate change, along the line that they're presenting to us, that it is a law? I mean, the former president, which I was shocked that he came out and said this, but he said that, you know, climate change is a fact. Well, that's not even a scientific term. You basically reduced what should be a fact into opinion because the evidence does not back up that statement. And the conclusion should be, in scientific terms, at least what I learned in school, is that it should conclude into the law. The scientific law of climate is X. And nobody is ready to sell their souls that far down the river, I guess.
Yeah, that's exactly right. This is not going to be any kind of a law that comes out. You're predicting the future. There are so many variables that affect weather and climate change that it's a difficult thing to do. Usually when you get studies like this, the conclusion says the study suggests that this might be an outcome, or it suggests that this is likely to be the outcome that we're seeing. It's not a law, though. It's just something where the data suggests what could happen. And to try to base, and you're right. So what's going to happen is, particularly the Democrats will seize on this, and they'll say, look, this is fact. This is what's going to happen. We have to do something about this. And before you know it, they start putting carbon taxes on and start looking at ways to tax energy, which again will tend to slow down economic activity. We're in the midst of an energy boom in the U.S. because President Trump deregulated some things and he opened up some lands. The U.S. is now a net exporter of energy rather than an importer, and I believe we're on the verge of becoming the largest oil producer in the world. That benefits everybody. Go out and buy a gallon of gas today. It's probably 50 cents less than you paid a few months ago, and it's likely to drop a little bit further before the end of the year. Now, that's very positive for consumers. It reduces all energy costs. That gives consumers more money to spend on other things. That's partially the reason why the Christmas season is going to be so strong. So before the Democrats in the House start trying to put all these taxes on things, let's make sure that what we're looking at is as factual as we can get it, and the data so far is not. And let's get the economy nice and strong first, so we now have, we're in a better position to deal with some of these issues.
Exactly. And the thing that people need to keep in mind here, Michael, is the people that are most affected are the poor. I mean, the Democrats are talking out of both sides of their mouth, which is disappointing because it's like, hey, on one hand, you're so concerned about the poor, but the next thing you're doing is you're clobbering the poor by adding in all these taxes, you know, to fuel. I mean, who do you think gets hit the hardest with, you know, a basic commodity like oil? I mean, it is the poor of America that we're devastating here. So I'm with you. I'm with supporting, you know, Donald Trump and supporting this economy. I love the fact that one of the first questions he asked everybody when they come into his office, say, how are we doing with job creation? I mean, that is his focus, the economy and job creation. I believe that's what it's all about, and that's what's going to greatly affect this GDP and keep it strong for us. Dr. Michael Bussler, public policy analyst on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Michael. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Bill. It's my pleasure.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest
lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Three U.S. service members have been killed in an explosion in Afghanistan. The NATO Resolute Support Mission says that the three died and three others were wounded when an improvised explosive device detonated southwest of Kabul earlier today. An American contractor was also wounded. Federal prosecutors say the president's former campaign chief, Paul Manafort, violated his plea deal by lying to investigators in the Russia probe. Danny Cavallos is a legal analyst for NBC News.
Manafort's lies, at least as the government perceived them, must have reached a point where even the government, Mueller's team, decided that, you know, we can't use him anymore.
He was speaking on MSNBC. Word is Russia is looking like it may be ready to launch a large-scale ground invasion into Ukraine. And this is USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allyn Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
I know a place where we can go to lay the troubles down, meeting your soul. I know a place where mercy flows. Take the stains, make you.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
Let's go down, down, down.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. Great to have you along with us. For more information on the show, you go to BillMartinezLive.com. You remember the movie, God Bless the Broken Road? Well, it's going to be on Blu-ray, a combo pack DVD, and digital come December the 4th, and we can thank Lionsgate for that. This is your chance to experience the uplifting family film with Jordan Sparks and NFL Pro Football Hall of Famer LaDainian Tomlinson. When God Bless the Broken Road arrives on Blu-ray, as we just were just telling you about, and here right now with us on the phone is Madeline Carroll. Madeline is one of the co-stars. She plays Hannah in the movie. Madeline, welcome to Bill Martinez Live.
Hey, thank you so much for having me.
Okay, so tell us about God Bless the Broken Road. Let's remind everybody, for those of them, shame on them, who may have missed it on the big screen, but they'll be able to see it at home in the comfort of their own home and with their families with this new Blu-ray combo pack that's coming out just in time for the holidays, by the way, I might add.
Yes, well, you sold it right there. It was a really an awesome project for me to be a part of. It's a really beautiful family, uplifting movie, which, you know, it's kind of rare nowadays to be able to sit and watch something with your family. But it's really sweet. The story centers on Mackenzie Moss, and she, it's really just about faith and having the faith to move forward from a place of pain and not staying there when things happen to you. And it's a beautiful redemption story, and I got to play Hannah, her babysitter, and for me it was a really special project because I actually was going to quit acting before I got the call for God Bless. So it really means so much to me for my own life and my own career. It was a redemption story for myself. I'd really given up on my dream, and I didn't think that that's what God wanted anymore, and then he showed up with this, and so it means a lot to me, and And it's blessed so many people so far. And I know that on the DVD, it's going to bless so many more people. So.
Right. You know, isn't that awesome about God? God's always just in time. You know, I always tell people, you know, mm-hmm. we serve a just-in-time God, you know, at a time. And there's nothing wrong with, you know, feeling like, hey, I've done everything I can. Maybe God has something else for me. But then he says, oh, wait a minute. don't go
he's
too
like,
far.
Wait,
right?
I still have your dream.
That's right. Yeah, because after all, the dream, who did it come from but God himself? I mean, God put this on your heart. And so
it just really took me giving it back to him, you know, in that, amen. In that place of surrender that, you know, God, I can't. I've tried what I could do when I can't hold it in my hands anymore. And just, I said, God, you take it back and you do what you want with it. And then he showed up. You know what I mean? And so that's a really good point that he's the one who gave it to us. So why wouldn't we give it back and allow him to do what he pleases with us with it? And that's what happened. So it's just a total miracle for me.
Well, Madeline, you were also involved with I Can Only Imagine. I mean, this has been quite a year for you.
Unreal. I honestly sit back and I look at this year, and you know, now we're near the end, and I just think, my God, I don't want it to end. I really want to hang on to 2018 because it really has. It's been a beautiful year for me, and most of all, it's been a beautiful year for me with God.
Yes.
I've, you know, learned so much and grown so much, and I'm just so thankful. You know what I mean? For me, this year has just been a harvest year, and everything that I, you know, prayed about and the scriptures that I stood on for so long, I've just seen them, you know, really, really come to life this year. And it's just a beautiful thing to know that God's been along the road with you the whole entire time. You know, he's been there in every moment that's been hard. You know what I mean? Uh-huh. He's been there and he's listened. And he's just to know that he's so real and he's so active in our lives, it's a really overwhelming thing. And he's just so good.
Well, Madeline, I really appreciate it. I'm thankful for you that you're being this vulnerable and open about, you know, your relationship with God, and that, you know, because that's what happens with people of faith. We get to that end, and that's what develops our faith, is when we go through those tough times. But when you're at the end of it, you don't see it that way. You're just struggling, and you're wondering. You say, Father, I just want to be in your will. Am I doing everything that you've called me to do? I'm not seeing any fruit here. And, you know, again, you know, I'm always encouraged by that one verse in Isaiah, you know, but those who wait on the Lord, you know, you will mount up on wings of eagles. I mean, here you are. I mean, this is a mount up on wings of eagle kind of year for you.
Thank you so much for saying that, because that's one of my verses that I stood on.
Oh, wow, okay.
was that verse. And God just, it's just overwhelming. There's no words, you know what I mean, for how good he's been. I pretty much cry every time I talk about it, because it's just, you think back on the day of, you know, desolation and the day of sadness and the day of, you know, I had all this anxiety and depression because I was so sad. I thought to myself, you know, God, I can't act anymore. Like I mustn't be any good, and I never was any good. And that's why I'm not, you know, getting any roles and any things. And at the end of the day, it was just in God's time, and everything was just, the Bible says that God makes everything beautiful in his time. And that's truly right. What he did with me is in the silence, he was there. He was just waiting. You know what I mean? He was waiting for the perfect moment, because he knew that one day I would do, God bless, he knew one day I would do I Can Only Imagine, and he knew that along with those things, I would stand and testify for what he did.
Amen.
And I wouldn't have anything to say hadn't I went through what I went through, but I'm thankful for that time, because although it was so hard, I'll tell you what it did was, it just taught me to so rely and lean on God, and it took everything of me out of me and put God inside, and it's just so, it's just overwhelming, you know what I mean, because so easily we can miss it. And so easily we can give up. Like that day that I cried out and said, God, I'm going to quit. I was quitting. I had completely purposed in my heart that I wasn't going to do it. And I was devastated, but I was like, this must be the right choice. You know what I mean? I'm not booking anything. And then lo and behold, literally the next day God showed up, and Harold Conk, who directed God Bless the Broken Road, texted me, and it was a number I didn't know. And he was like, hey, this is Harold. I don't know if you remember auditioning for me a year ago for that other movie, but for some reason I just have you very heavily on my heart, and I want you to know that I think you're meant to be in my next movie, my next faith-based movie, which was word for word what I had prayed. I've been acting since I was 3 years old. I'd never went out other than one time, which was when I met him, and I didn't even get the part. on a faith-based film. And so my prayer to God was, God, like, you got to send me something. And I said, better yet, send me something that would edify you. Yeah. And that's how I'll know that I'm still called to this industry. And literally the next day, he randomly texted me that.
Wow.
Like, that's God. You know what I mean?
That's so cool.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, we had a chance to talk with Harold Cronk, and what a genuine individual. And I was going to ask you about working with Harold and the cast. I mean, Lindsay Pulsifer, you know, Kim Delaney. Robin Givens, Jordan Sparks. What was that like working with this cast?
Oh, it was such a beautiful time. It was so refreshing and so awesome. And what's funny too is we all kind of have our own stories, you know, behind the project. And Jordan had actually went through a very similar thing as I did right before she got it. And it just was awesome. It was like Harold was so in tune with God that he just knew, like, everyone to get together. And he's just, he's so genuine. That's the perfect word for him, is just genuine. I mean, just attentive to what God is doing. God is first and foremost. You know what I'm saying? Like, how would he have even knew that I had cried so hard just the day before and gave up on my dream entirely? You know what I mean? He's just so obedient to God and what God wants and desires. And he's just awesome. I enjoyed it so much. The whole thing. It was so fun for me to be back on a set again after, you know, 5 years of just a really hard time and turning down roles that I didn't want to do. And I didn't, you know, all the stuff as you turn into a teenager and get older is nudity and just things you don't want to do. So it was just, for me, it was just so fun to just be back on a set and a great set. And I enjoyed it so much. I loved it. And Mackenzie Moss is so cute.
Exactly. I know. That's so awesome. Well, it seems only fitting that a redemptive cast would be involved in a redemptive movie, God Bless the Broken Road, which tells the inspirational story of a young military widow as she struggles to raise her young daughter while learning to trust God and the church again and seek the truth in his promises. God Bless the Broken Road is going to be available home entertainment December the 4th. Great Christmas gift. Stocking stuffer, as they say. I know you will enjoy it. And Madeline, we've enjoyed you. Thank you so much
for being with us. Thank you. Thank you so much for having me.
Merry Christmas, huh?
You too. Merry Christmas.
This message is sponsored by Ameriglide, featuring the nation's best prices on a home stair lift. Are you having a difficult time getting around your home? Do you avoid going up and down the stairs? Have you even considered moving from your lifelong home just to avoid the stairs? Forget about moving and call Ameriglide and learn how an easy-to-install stair lift is the perfect solution to help you get your freedom back. Plus, we guarantee the nation's best prices. Make this free call today to learn more. No sales visits are necessary. We can help you over the phone. Now you can stay in the home you've been in for decades. Please do yourself or your loved one a favor. Make this simple 2-minute call right now. Get the lowest price on a stair lift anywhere. Here's the number. 800-296-1434. 800-296-1434. 800-296-1434. That's 800-296-1434.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 888-794-1645. 888-794-1645. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 888-794-1645. 888-794-1645. 888-794-1645. That's 888-794-1645. NMLS number 1136.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $150, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-4686. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. Plus, you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-4686. That's 1-800-656-4686. 1-800-656-4686.
Right here, right now. Bill Martinez, live.
I am counting every blessing. Counting every blessing.
Should be our morning anthem, you know, counting every blessing. You know, you listen to that song and it causes you to begin to count blessings, and you're so grateful. And I know this is the season of thankfulness and gratefulness, and it all got kicked off last week with a happy Thanksgiving that I trust all of you had. That is my prayer for you, because it sets the mood for what we're about to embrace here, which is the Christmas season. It's not the last parking spot at the mall, okay? So calm down. Let's chill out a little bit. I think that we may be getting to the end of all this fussing and fighting, or at least maybe a bit of a repose. It's welcomed as more people are saying, hey, look, I'm getting tired of all this arguing and fussing and fighting anymore. You know, can we just get along, you know, and make it work here instead of being so tribal and at each other's throats? So maybe that's a good thing. And this is all part of the process. We've been here before. It's not like this is all brand new, that, you know, contentions rise and they ebb and flow like everything else in this country. But let's, you know, pause for a moment and think about some good things, count the blessings, and see what we can do together, united. You know, what an awesome possibility. And we do have that possibility here. I mean, it's not like we're in some sort of, monarchy or some kind of, deranged government system, although I know some of you might think that might be the case, that would impose their will upon the people. I mean, this is a government of for by we the people. So at least we have that going for us, just for starters anyway. Hey, it is time for the Good News Girl. We're talking Samantha Mao on Bill Martinez Live as we take a look at her weekly report of viral videos. Well, happy Thanksgiving afterwards there, Sam. How are you?
Oh, yes. Happy Thanksgiving afterwards to you, too. I'm wonderful. I had a great Thanksgiving and, you know, have a whole lot to be thankful for.
Right. And today,
And
today, of course, is Giving Tuesday. And we're going to, you know, talk a little bit more about that later on. We talked about it yesterday. And so a lot of people are, you know, giving their hearts out because that's what we do. That's how we roll here. I mean, you know, here's a time for our better angels to be on display here. And I think, again, this all is all part of the you know, the season of thankfulness and gratefulness and, you know, giving to others. And, of course, this is a big cornerstone of this. And I'm so glad we do this every year, Giving Tuesday. So, you know, however your heart should move you, I would encourage you to, you know, make those donations and bless those organizations that you believe are worthy to be blessed because they're consistent with your values. And so let's talk about, Sam, this first story here is you got carolers singing in front of a home of a meteorologist, Chris Bradley. What was that about?
That's right. Chris Bradley, he's been a longtime meteorologist in the Columbus area of Ohio. He's been there since 2006. And they said that it's appropriate that he's a meteorologist because he's just the definition of sunshine. And last year he was diagnosed with acute myeloid leukemia in March of last year. And he just ended treatment less than 2 weeks ago. And he announced that he's moving in his home for hospice care. And there's an event every year, a tree lighting ceremony. Mm-hmm. And he's actually been the person to kind of lead the event in years past. And so the event started off, you know, a tree lighting ceremony, but it ended with the people of Worthington. There was hundreds of people that ended up going to Chris Bradley's house and singing Christmas carols to him and his family for about 10 minutes. They went out there and just sang to him and, you know, they wanted to show their love for him. And it's really a touching display of, you know, you were talking about communities coming together. You know, all these people don't have the same political beliefs or anything like that. But they came together and they sang. And, you know, one of the songs they sang was You Are My Sunshine, which that's one of my favorite songs. I think that's one of the sweetest songs you can sing. And clearly this guy is one of the people who brought a community together. And, you know, I just wish him and his family the best.
Absolutely.
I love this.
Well, and this is the thing, you know, like you say, Sam, things like this bring the community together and realize it's not about the tribes. It's about, you know, it's about our humanity. You know, it's about our journey of life that we're going through together. And we honor and respect that in each other. And boy, it goes a long way. And, you know, the hearts that were joined together there. In the front yard of Chris Bradley's home. I mean, what a blessing. And this is the thing that's, you know, in terms of counting every blessing, is that this is the thing. Blessings are circular. You know, it's just like you bless to be blessed. And it's not to be blessed. It just kind of has its own inertia that goes through you and connects with others. It's such a cool experience.
Oh, yeah. I definitely think that you get something out of giving, and it warms your heart, and, you know, it changes, you know, even if people don't know who you are, who you gave, it makes you feel good to be able to do something for other people. You know, my mom and I had just done what is care packages for Samaritan's Purse, where you send it off to children around the world. And, you know, you don't know if you'll ever hear back, and you don't get to see them open it, but it warms your heart thinking maybe this will make their, you know, just one day a little bit easier for these children.
And that's the thing, you have no idea what that means. I mean, so often we come in casual contact with people, and, you know, the Bible talks about an aptly spoken word, and I keep bringing that up as a memory and to encourage everybody, because you don't know what word. Sometimes it's not even a word, it's just a gesture. It's an acknowledgement, a smiling of somebody, validating them, letting him know that there's some, you know, some worth in their life. And you have no idea what that package will, you know, what it will do, where it will end up, if it's just at the right time that encourages someone. You know, we were just talking with, you know, with Madeline, who's one of the co-stars in the movie, God Bless the Broken Road. And here she was at the end of her rope thinking it's the end of her career, you know, that acting, maybe she had it wrong and it was all done. And no sooner, I mean, she just cries out to God and says, hey, look, you know, I'm prepared. I'm putting it all on the altar. If this is it, I'm done. I'm resigned that, you know, acting, it may not be in my career. No sooner she prayed that, then, you know, she gets a call from the director, Henry Kronk, who we've interviewed a couple of times. He calls her up and says, hey, look, you know, I think I got a part here for you. So, you know, you just don't know. You know, who that, you know, the person's going to be, what that word is, what that gesture is that validates somebody. And boy, I'll tell you, there's just not enough money in the world to pay for that.
No, there is absolutely not.
Right.
I totally agree. And just hope that we can do that gesture as often as possible, right?
Amen. Hey, tis the season. Hey, let's talk about Twitter users help reunite two childhood friends. What happened here?
Okay, so I love this story. You know, it just shows the power of social media. And, you know, so a Mississippi woman, she asked Twitter users to help her find a childhood friend. She actually had just met this girl on a dinner cruise in Hawaii. The young lady who's writing the Twitter post, her name's Brianna. And she said, we were basically best friends for the night. You know, I miss her and I want to know how she's doing now. And, you know, years ago before social media, you would have always just wondered if you had just had this picture of this friend, there would be virtually no way of you ever finding out beyond some miracle, straw in the haystack kind of chance. And so when she went to sleep, there had only been 9 retweets. Well, when Brianna woke up the next morning, it had been retweeted tens of thousands of times.
Oh, my God.
She actually found the girl
within
24 hours.
Unbelievable. Wow.
It was a young lady named Haley, and they plan on meeting up soon. And it's actually pretty funny because Brianna said, well, if you're so good, you know, she joked about Twitter being so good at finding her long-lost friend, and she said, well, I'm looking for a husband as well, so if y'all could try to find him too, that would be a lot of things. I really appreciate it.
Yeah. Funny. That's funny. Hey, why not? You know, you figure you get an answer. Let's just keep asking questions, right?
Right. And, you know, maybe this will also help other people. You know, if you've got a long-lost friend or somebody like that, a loved one, you know, why not take to social media and try to track them down? You never know.
Yeah.
Like, if you'll actually be able to come across them, there's actually a pretty good chance most people are on social media these days. And even if they're not, somebody they know might recognize them. So,
you know, we talk about these gestures that go out. And this one story grabbed me, especially about a soldier who says a stranger's Christmas card got him through Vietnam. If you could imagine, he just met the sender. Tell us about that.
That's right. John Meltzer, he was in the Vietnam War, and he was actually a sniper on an Army helicopter. So that was one of the more dangerous jobs, you know, and everybody was in danger over there. But he said when he would get up in the morning, he never knew if he would see the sunset that day. That'd be one of the things that he talked about. And he got a letter from a little girl in sixth grade in 1970. And it started off, "Dear servicemen, I want to give my sincere thanks for going over there to fight the war for us. This class hopes you'll be able to come home." And it was signed by a little girl her name was Donna Kay. And he just said he knew it could have gone to any serviceman, but it went to him. And he said it was one of those things that just helped get him through. And he said, "I know it seems cliche, but saying thank you always makes a difference to a serviceman." And he was actually able to be reunited with this little girl, you know, who's a grown woman now. She flew from Florida to see him.
Oh.
And he said this thank you means even more to him now than it did then. So I hope we all remember to always thank our servicemen.
Amen.
And women.
Exactly. Now, we've got one final story here in maybe about 10 seconds. A stranger returns a lost wallet, adds extra cash. There's also another story here that when you will find at BillMartinezLive.com when you go to Sam's Corner, and that's a sixth grader's note for a car owner after witnessing alleged hit and run that goes viral. Samantha Mal, the good news girl. I'm Bill Martinez Live. Sam, as always, we appreciate these weekly reports. Thank you so much. Have a very, very Merry Christmas. And may you hear only those aptly spoken words, okay?
Thank you. You too, Bill.
My doctor makes more informed decisions prescribing my blood pressure medications based on the data I presented to him on the SmartBP app.
That's one.
SmartBP can export a colorful, detailed blood pressure report that I can bring to my doctor.
That's two.
SmartBP is easy to use and intuitive, and the features on the free version are very generous.
And that's just three of the thousands of five-star reviews of SmartBP, a new blood pressure tracking smartphone app from Evolve Medical Systems. SmartBP is the only app designed for ease of use and seamless connectivity to help manage your blood pressure and keep track of your health at your fingertips. With SmartBP, you can automatically sync your blood pressure measurements through Apple Health and Microsoft Health Vault. Connect with Apple Watch. Easily print and share detailed reports with your doctor, plus many more features. SmartBP is free and available both on Apple and Android devices. And be sure to search the App Store for Smart Blood Pressure from Evolve Medical Systems. That's SmartBP from Evolve Medical Systems, the Smart Blood Pressure Tracker.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life.